Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As night falls across Israel, the skies remain mostly clear. Temperatures are pleasantly mild, making for a comfortable evening whether you're inside or out. Here are today's headlines. First, hours after Iranian shrapnel lands in Israel, Zamir says IDF ready to strike back. IDF sources told the Jerusalem Post that the Sunday attack has shifted the military closer to war footing, reported just an hour ago. Also, U.S. Army reports remains found in search for a missing soldier in Jordan. This follows an Iranian attack on July 17th. This update comes from Walla, just earlier this hour. Also this hour, unidentified remains were found at the strike site in Jordan. The USA confirms an American soldier was killed in Iraq, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew from earlier this hour. Separately, two U.S. troops were killed in Iranian attacks on Jordan, with another soldier missing. U.S. strikes reportedly hit multiple sites across Iran's Hormozgan province, according to I-24 News from earlier today. And finally, turning to the aftermath in Iran, explosions and possible missile launch sounds have been reported in central Iran, including Mahalat and areas near Qom. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, reported minutes ago that explosions and possible missile launch sounds have emerged from parts of central Iran, including Mahalat and areas near Qom. Ihab Hassan, a Bahraini commentator, posted earlier today that Bahraini media is showing the aftermath of Iran's bombing of civilian areas in Manama. He described it as terrorism, plain and simple. Harp Tom, a journalist, retweeted details about Lebanon's foreign minister being cut off from talks under the Trump administration. Hezbollah reportedly blocked his inclusion due to his pro-American stance. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Israel, the IDF is on high alert following the Iranian attack that sent shrapnel into Israeli territory. The Jerusalem Post reports that the military is considering a range of responses. This incident has brought the region to a heightened state of tension with potential implications for regional security. Turning to the discovery in Jordan, the remains found are linked to the Iranian attack on July 17th. According to Walla, the identification process is ongoing. This development adds another layer of complexity to the already strained U.S.-Iran relations and highlights the ongoing risks faced by military personnel in the region. Meanwhile, in Iran, reports of explosions in central areas suggest heightened military activity. IL Red Alert noted missile launch sounds in several locations. This indicates potential retaliation or military exercises amid escalating tensions, underscoring the volatile nature of the current conflict. In financial news, the IPO market is showing signs of revival. CTEC reports that Varana Capital's Corin Tanach is optimistic about the market remaining open for the next 2 years. This could signal a positive trend for investors looking at new opportunities. Separately, the dollar has reached a three-month high, as reported by Israel Hayom Business. This is causing investors in Israel and the U.S. to adjust their strategies. Geopolitical tensions are contributing factors to this financial shift, impacting economic planning and forecasting. And finally, the Finance Committee is set to approve an additional 117 million shekels for infrastructure. Walla Business highlights the opposition's criticism, pointing to ongoing political debates over budget allocations. This decision could have significant implications for public projects and government spending. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.